everyone, and welcome to another episode of Black Hollywood Lives Next, where we are your Friday favorite. We start off your weekend turnt. Today we have the beautiful Lala Kent in from Vanderpump Rules, model, actress, entrepreneur. We're going to learn more about her next. We're talking about Britney Spears' biopic, unauthorized biopic coming out in 2017. A little bit of J. Cole, his new Fresh Beats from that was released last night. Evelyn Lozada coming back to Basketball Wives, and all this and more coming up next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives, Geek Nerd Tech.
It's a real clap. Hey.
Look at Lala.
Who else is upset? Yes.
You know that this is
hey.
What
Hey. Hey. What's up, everyone? Welcome. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I know last week we weren't here.
And Krima.
It's Merry Krima now. But I was saying Happy Thanksgiving because we weren't here last week. But we're back and we're better. What's up, everyone? I'm Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA. And then my panelists, my beautiful.
You're so beautiful. Hey, everybody. It's Raylan T. And you can find me on Instagram at Raylan Taren and on Twitter at Raylan Taren as well.
Merry Krima, Khalil Boo Boo on Twitter and Instagram. Merry Krima.
Oh my God. And of course, we have our beautiful guest, Lala Kent. Lala, can you just show our viewers where we can follow you on Instagram? And
you can follow me on IG at Lala Kent. And my Twitter is Lala_Kent. And then, of course, Snapchat, Lala Kent, which is always a good time because I'm snapping in my bathrobe all the time like I'm fucking Hugh Hefner.
Oh, yeah, I need to follow that.
Yeah, definitely. I got to follow you after the show.
Yeah.
And make sure you follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Watch us online, everything. And then also shout us all out. Follow us. Talk to us. Hey. We love everyone. So, Lala, let's get started. So, thank you for coming on our show
today. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. So your role, Vanderpump Rules, I was watching the season coming out, and like we've mentioned before, they're kind of getting at you pretty hard. Can you explain your role at this season? How is it going so far?
I mean, I feel like last season I came in and I was really kind to everybody and tried to be vulnerable and sweet and just the Lala that I am, and that didn't get me anywhere, and people were mean. So now this season, you know, I came out with my guns blazing and everyone's not really liking it that much, but you know, it's like I'm a bitch because they poke at me all the time. It's like when you poke a bear so much, it's like it's gonna come out fighting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a clip. We do have a clip of this past episode on Sunday where you had an encounter with Sheena. Let's watch. You just went to work, so let's just watch this short clip from Sunday's episode.
Raina, give me a sec. It's not coming up right now.
Oh.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. Well, let's just go ahead and talk
Real
about.
Real quick, Vanderpump is on Mondays at 9.
Oh.
On Bravo.
Mondays at 9.
Yeah.
Bravo. Watch it, everyone. Season 5.
Season five.
Wow,
it's crazy.
That is so. How did it start? How did you come to receiving this role on Vanderpump? How did this all started?
I
can't talk.
You're okay. We're in the same boat, girl. It started with I've been going to Sir since I was 17. And I'm 26 now. So I kind of knew everybody that worked there. Not the cast, but girlfriends of mine that I grew up with in Utah worked there. And so I knew of the cast. And I was having dinner there one night, and Lisa saw me interacting with people and said, "Do you want a job here? I mean, I've heard that you're new to LA." And along with that came, "Would you like to also film?" And I thought it has been a lot of fun, but I do feel like I have been hardened from it. I don't feel like I'm as open as I used to be, you know. So I think you have to be cut out for a reality TV.
Yeah,
you know, have to be able to be vulnerable, but then remember that it's not real life. I know I'm gonna get slammed for saying that, but you know, we film for 3 months straight and you're seeing 1 hour each week. So you know, you don't see everything.
Sure.
How does it work with actually working and being filmed? Like, how does that...
There are days where you just look at the sheet and you're filming that day, and sometimes you're lucky and you're filming that day so you don't have to sit there and work the whole time. And then there are times where, you know, we go and work and don't film. I no longer work at the restaurant. I did not last long.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first job I've ever had in my life.
Did you like it? Really? Or did you just feel like that type of setting wasn't for you?
That is not for me. I'm not meant to be seating people.
Where are you meant to be, Lala?
I'm meant to just work for myself and not answer to anybody. Mm-hmm. My mother has always told me that. You do well not having a boss. Besides your mom.
Right.
That's how I feel. Some people are meant to lead and some people I'm just meant to follow.
Right. We're the leaders. We're the leaders in this room.
Yeah. And you so you're an entrepreneur. I know that you're starting a choker line soon.
Is that coming in the works? Yes.
Because
we hand make all of our chokers, we're doing this all on our own. Like, we don't have investors. We don't have somebody that's kind of helping us. We don't have a mentor in any way, shape, or form. But my partner is Turkish and grew up in Bulgaria. So we have a lot of cool things that we order from where she's from to put on the chokers. So right now we're not taking any orders because we're stocking our inventory up, because we were like, we'll just take orders on our Instagram. Bad idea, because it was just flooding in, and we only have three of that choker. So we're waiting for the launch, which should be the end of January.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're excited. And it will be expanding beyond just chokers, but we have our basket full right now with just the chokers.
Yeah, and that's what's in right now, because I have some chokers. So once that launches, I will be buying.
I don't
Thank
have
you.
Chokers.
I love that.
I need to get my chokers.
We have a men's line coming out.
Of chokers?
Yes. Oh, they're seriously? More like bolo. They're more like bolo, you know, that look. I don't know, Khalil. You may be able to pull it off there, Daddy.
I don't see many of those for men, so that's cool.
Yeah, no, it's not like the... Unless you want it. I know. You know, if you're a kinky bitch like me, then you'll throw that choker on your man, give him a real ride.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
I love her.
I love you guys, too.
Are we ready, Josh?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, viewers, we have a short clip from Lala's episode with Sheena this past Monday. Sorry about that.
Hi.
Is there a big party happening in here tonight?
Yeah. In the garden.
Okay, are you working that?
It's probably one of the closers.
Okay, are you gonna be working in there?
I'm on restaurant side.
Okay.
Are you liking it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So far, it's been fine.
But you've been a waitress before, right?
Yeah.
Haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
So how was everybody's weekend? Did you guys have to work or did you get to have fun?
I'm like really not trying to be a bitch. It's just like Katie is one of my best friends.
You're not
happy to say hello to you and be professional. I just like the conversation, it just makes me uncomfortable. But I hope you had a fun weekend.
Thank you.
The last time Katie saw Lala and I in the same room, I got the full-on wrath of Tequila Katie. So I don't want anyone to see Lala trying to talk to me, because then that's going to get back to Katie, and I don't want to hear it.
I got a marble trash can, and now it's too heavy for me to empty the trash.
Okay, well, then start working out.
Sorry.
What's up?
Sheena, just texted me from work. I'm at work opening with Britt, and Lala is here. She came up all nice and tried to talk to us. When I interrupted her and said, not trying to be a bitch, but we aren't friends. Katie is my friend. You talking to me makes me really uncomfortable.
Wow.
Obviously, I'm very proud of Sheena for finally telling Lala off. But she should have done that from the beginning. You know what I mean? So cool, Sheena. Welcome back to our group of friends. Don't f*** it up.
It's a step in the positive direction that she did this today.
I agree. And I'm so proud of her. But this is going to be something that keeps coming up, just like the way she acts.
Well, I think that if we can just all get together and just have like a conversation. Yeah. And at the end of it, we're on the same page about everything.
The quicker we can all get this move on it. From this, that would be better.
Wow.
Something's going on that I don't like.
Honey.
So there's it's just a bunch of mean girls on you.
That's what I was getting. I was like, this is mean
That's
girls.
That's like what? There's one, two, three, and four. Four against like...
Welcome back to the circle. You're not talking to Lala anymore.
It's just so crazy because where I'm from, when someone apologizes, you just let it go. Mm-hmm. Like, it's squashed. That's where I'm from. That's how I was raised.
That's how we do it in Utah.
That's how we does it in the streets. It ain't no joke in Salt Lake City.
When, like, did this, I guess, beef happen? Was it with one girl and then they all teamed up on you? Or did they all just team up on you?
No, last season it was when I got invited to go have fun in Italy on this, like, extravagant yacht.
Oh.
And I had just gotten hired at Sur, so I was like, okay, this is a bad look to say, like, I'm going to have fun. See you later. But I'm so used to doing that. Like, I don't have to answer to anybody. So I talked to a friend, and they said, just pretend like you're going to work in Italy. So I lied and said I was going to work. And after that, like, Katie did not take to me. She didn't take to me from the jump. Like, she's always just not liked me. For no reason. She does not know me from Adam. Okay? I walk into Sur first day, and she already has beef with me. So that's her issue. That's not mine.
Mm. Yeah. That's girls sometimes.
Right? But it's sad to see, like, them bullying Sheena into bullying someone else. Like, it's really sad to me.
Yeah. Kind of seemed like a little bit of approval needed to be, like, so I just want to let you know that I'm not talking to Khalil anymore.
Right. Like, and so I can't
I'm
talk
glad
to
that
Khalil.
You think that it's weird, too. Because when, like, I watch, I'm like, okay, this is crazy. Does anybody see where they're coming from? Anybody?
No, I'm seeing it. I'm just kind of like, huh, interesting.
Well, but I just feel like because you work with each other, I just feel like, I mean, there has to be some sort of chemistry. I mean, you got to have, I don't know, you see each other every day. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why be rude? Just squash it and move on, like you said.
Right.
How did you stay so... How did you get through this season, like, being so positive? Like, what did you come to work with? Your mom?
Yeah.
My mom and my man. I mean, and I didn't make it through the whole season. You know, at one point I threw my hands up and was like, y'all can carry on with this negativity. I'm not a part of it anymore. Oh. You know? Like, if y'all want to be in junior high school and sling shit at each other all day, go for it. But, like, this is taking its toll on me as a human being.
Yeah. So you have to remind yourself of who you are before you started this, so
yes,
and just stayed true to that. So I commend you.
Thank you, love.
Mm-hmm. No, seriously, coming into reality TV, I mean, I know that was pretty intense. What advice would you give to maybe an aspiring actress or someone who wants to, you know, break into this industry? What advice would you give to a younger female who wants to come into this? How cutthroat it is.
You have to really take reality TV as an acting job. And every single day when you go into film, remember that it's just a work without a script. Because that's how you maintain your humility. Mm. Without that, I mean, if you walk in thinking that that's real life like these girls do, I mean, let's be honest. They've been on TV for 5 years.
Yes.
I've been on for 1.5, and I'm already living a better life than they are because this is their world. Right. For me, I saw this as an opportunity to parlay into something else. They're not doing that so much. Like, I'm getting phone calls from, you know, if I book a gig somewhere, you know, their manager, they're all managed by the same person. Their manager will call the owner of the person that booked me and try to, like, get them to not book me again. And it's like,
really?
Dude, why are you going after the same job as I'm going after still? Like, have you not graduated to, like, a bigger, better gig? It's weird.
I'm glad to see you doing your thing and showing them.
Lala.
That's what I'm talking about.
Lala is about to have her own choker line coming out. Okay. She's got it all together, so.
Can you talk about some upcoming projects you have besides your choker line?
I can. I can't exactly mention the names of things, but right. I have booked 2 more films.
Ooh.
A TV show and nice. A couple other things that are in the works that I'm so excited about. And when I'm allowed to announce it, it's just going to be... I'm just so excited for the future. You have no idea.
Oh, my gosh. Especially because I know you have a fan base. So people will probably see you more on TV.
So,
so if anybody can see you on TV, they'll probably be glad. So
thank you. I appreciate y'all for having me. You guys are a good squad. I needed you today.
No, but it's definitely inspiring to see you coming out of the negativity in that show and you just doing your thing instead of just like, poor me. You're just like, I'm just going to show you that I can do this without Vanderpump Rules.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And I don't want it to get misconstrued that I'm not thankful for the opportunity that Vanderpump Rules brought to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for them being the way that they've been to me because without them, you know, I wouldn't have the drive that I have now.
Exactly.
So I'm talking about. So stay tuned for Lala's upcoming business ventures, her film. Once it comes out, she can't say it yet.
Yes.
But
it's in the works.
It's in the works. Follow her on social media, and I'm sure she'll update her fans with
all of it.
Everything.
Everything. Snapchat, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Right. Bathrobes.
And gotta see those robes.
Bathrobes and vapes on my
Snapchat. Bathrobes and vapes.
So let's move on into some casting news. So Ooh. It's pretty interesting. This next one. I don't know how I felt about this, but so Britney Spears, she has an unauthorized, unauthorized biopic coming out in 2017. So basically, this is supposed to be Britney.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is an actress, and then that's supposed to be Kevin.
Hell, they could have put me in there.
So
who would you go play?
Right.
Either one. I could do them both.
You guys can both.
Right.
Britney and Kevin.
Yo, what's good?
So okay. These photos released the other day, uh-huh. and it's just way off, in my opinion. I mean, Kevin is close.
Kevin is actually a little funner than...
He's wearing hung on the real one.
The real one. This Kevin real is a little one. Bit more cute, but I don't know. I'm telling you, over Thanksgiving, I actually played Britney Spears' first album because I used to be a Britney Spears fan. That was my first pop celebrity ever. It was Britney Spears
and NSYNC.
Christina Aguilera. Don't. Mariah Carey, Beyonce, and then everybody else fell after that. But right. I mean, yeah, so I'm kind of hurt because I'm this was my childhood.
Were you a big Britney Spears fan?
I was a huge Britney Spears fan.
Yes. How do you feel about this Lifetime biopic coming out?
I think it's lame.
I'm done with the unauthorized stuff.
I am too. Just because it goes so bad so fast, you know?
What if you were asked to play Britney Spears? This is Britney.
Who's this?
This
is the actress
Britney. Bitch.
So, I don't know, guys. I don't know Lifetime. I think you're missing the real Britney Spears and La La Kent over here.
I think the real Britney on our couch.
Low key though.
Yeah.
You think I could pull it off?
Yeah.
Yes, I could just see you
back
in
the day, though. Not
high
like
ponytail.
Now.
Oops, I did it again.
No, oops,
today.
I did it again.
Turn the camera.
You should do that for Halloween.
I should have done that for Halloween.
What were you for Halloween?
I could see you.
Nothing.
In that.
Nothing.
What? I was stoned. I have in the past
that's
5
something.
Years on Halloween.
That's a costume.
That's a thing. Exactly. That's totally a thing.
So, do you guys think? I mean, man, these biopics coming out. Some of them are hits, maybe. Some of them, not so
I'm
much.
I'm trying to think of one that was a hit.
It's like...
They did one on Anna Nicole Smith, didn't they? I didn't mind that. I wasn't mad at that one.
I actually liked the Toni Braxton one, but that was because Toni Braxton had a say in what was going on. So I was like, this is actually...
Right,
watchable.
So how do you just go forward with not getting the approval from the person the going to...
portray.
I have no idea. I would think that if you're making a story, I know if someone was making a story about me, I would want a full hand in everything.
Yeah.
She had to have signed over her rights and things like
that. Or the music, because I don't know what music they're going
to
use.
From what I read, she did not want anything to do with this.
Wow. Yeah.
In that case, I don't know what they're going to do, because the Aaliyah biopic came out, they couldn't use any of her music because they wouldn't allow it. So they're probably going to have to put some generic Oops, I Did It Again, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
They're going to put the Kids Bop version.
The Kids Bop version.
I guess if she has a voice, they'll throw her in a booth, right? And just make her karaoke it.
But you know what? They also have, I wish I had pictures of it, but they had Justin Timberlake on there too, and NSYNC, and girl,
are they doing the denim?
I love me some Justin. That was not him.
I can see that.
Really?
Yes.
When they don't get the characters right, it's just a bust for me.
I think the biggest was Lance. They did Lance wrong. It was not. I wish I put these pictures up. But Lifetime.
Don't worry, everybody will see it, because I'm sure this is going to be trending on Twitter. Anytime Lifetime does a biopic, it trends on Twitter, and it's not any good reviews.
These pictures were all out on Twitter, and I think Chrissy Teigen loved her.
Oh,
by
yes,
the way,
she
was like, "This is supposed to be Britney and Kevin." She's something about life. She was going off on Lifetime. Somebody else was like, "Oops, Lifetime did it again." Twitter went off the other day with these pictures, and I just think that
Chrissy Teigen always knows how to
give just, a good read.
Oh, yeah.
She's hilarious.
She's so funny. She's a huge fan of Vanderpump Rules, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw
take
that.
Pride in that.
I saw that.
Yes.
Well, speaking of good reads.
Yes.
I found out yesterday watching The Real that Evelyn Lozada had a big announcement that she shared with everybody. So we have a clip. So let's see what's going on. Miss Lozada.
Oh, I think I snapped this.
Get out. I know. I know what everyone's thinking. Everyone's like, is she going crazy? This is, you know, her going backwards. But I've had several conversations with Shawnee about this. And we just really want to change the direction of the show. I feel like a lot of the arguments and a lot of the storylines are kind of, you know, have been done before. And
non-factor.
Yeah, non-factor. I mean, I'm like, I should be getting a check every time somebody says non-factor.
Yes.
But, I mean, we really want to add substance and depth to the show.
Yeah, so yeah. Basically she announced that she's returning to Basketball Wives LA. Yes.
We're going to make it real. Yeah. The announcement is that I'm coming back to Basketball Wives.
Okay, well, there you have
There's
it.
So the announcement.
That's the announcement. She's coming back to Basketball Wives LA, and they're also, I think, adding cast members such as Dwayne Wade's other baby mama that he has, and Nick Young's baby mama, too. So they're going to be part of Basketball Wives. So this is a part of our Next or Not segment. What do you guys think? This is Evelyn Lozada's return is going to make Basketball Wives back and popping or nah?
I think back and popping because when she left, I stopped watching the
That's
show.
That's what everybody says. Yeah. I watched because I was like, let me just watch.
Right.
And I was like, something's missing. I don't know what it is.
I love before. Lisa. Go ahead.
Before her? You missed it before?
I like when she was on it, but while I was watching it now, like the new seasons, I'm like, I'm kind of missing something. Mm-hmm. I think I'm missing a little bit of Evelyn.
I love me some Evelyn. I think she just was that fire that you needed I don't know. I mean, she definitely. Okay, one thing about it though, her image changed as she is now. She's married, I believe. She has another
engaged. But I was saying she's engaged to a baseball player. So
right.
That's her baby daddy, right?
Yeah. So I'm like, is she a she's not a basketball wife? She a baseball.
But
wife.
She was the OG.
She was an OG.
She was the OG.
And I just love to see her on camera. She, you know,
she's
I feel
gorgeous.
Like when you're on TV, you
she's
need
so
to be
to
every man's
at.
Fantasy and every woman's fantasy, too. And I was like, dang, I just want to see what you wear in the next episode. So I'm excited to have her back.
I am, too. Khalil, what you thinking? You excited for Miss Evelyn Lozada?
Yeah. And I also was thinking that we should probably get some Christmas trees in here, too.
Right.
They had it.
They had
real.
That set was looking.
We need some Christmas trees. Christmas-y.
Josh, we need some Christmas trees next time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Got it.
We need to have it decked out.
But one thing that she did say when she's like, I want to change the storyline a little bit. How would you think, can you change, like with reality TV, I mean, I know you, with Vanderbilt Rules, can you even, how would you change it?
If people's lives, yeah.
If this is their lives, like how does that work with, I don't know if it's
so much is going on with people's lives that what everyone's saying is like just a little bit of a glimpse and it's just what's talked about enough is what they use. So if you're on a reality TV show and there's something that you don't want people to know, then you just make sure that you don't ever address it and stay silent because there's nothing they can do with it. If you're not addressing it, no one's going to care.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and I have noticed that I've only seen a couple episodes of Basketball Wives LA because one of my friends is on there, DJ Duffy, but I don't.
Oh, yeah, Duffy.
Yeah, Duff is on there. This was just her first season, though, so it will be interesting to see.
And
if
she
they
was bullied
connect.
As well, kind of.
They were trying to say that she
might not
come back on the reunion. I was like,
she had a tough time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fitting in with everybody.
I
mean,
like
it's very clicky,
do.
So.
It's so clicky, and these people get so insecure about someone else joining. It's like, honey, if they're asking, it's because the show needs help. You should be thinking my ass, you know? Like, why are you trying to kick me off? You want another season or do you not? You do. So let me be a part of it. So I think that's, I'm happy she's coming back. Because I missed it. I'm over these shows where they lose the main people.
Right.
Yeah.
They kind of get too big for it. And I'm like, good for her. She's
some people don't
fire.
Like too much change.
Mm-mm.
Get a new whole new cast every season,
right?
You know? And you already had a favorite and then they're gone.
Yeah. Like that cast with her, Jennifer, Cindy, the Shawnee, the first in Miami, I think.
Yeah, that was the Royce. Basketball Wives. Yeah, Royce.
Royce. Whose baby mama was that?
Dwight Howard.
Oh, he's so fine. Girl.
Okay.
I'm interested to see Dwayne Wade's baby mama on there.
Me too.
I believe Dwayne Wade's baby mama. I don't know if this is. Correct me if I'm wrong.
They said that he had the baby on while they were on a break.
Break. Hmm.
Look.
But it's just interesting. But it's just interesting to see. I don't know. I wonder if Dwayne Wade was okay with it, if Nick Young was okay with it, or if they even have a say so.
I feel like they do. Some people do, because I know that. Well, Royce couldn't show her kids on that show because Dwight Howard was like, no.
It's only if the child. That's the only part they have a say on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. They can air all the dirty laundry they want. Yeah. That would be hard for me to do.
Heck yeah.
These are some real hurt women.
I mean,
air
it
all out.
I don't know how the storyline would change, though, because I feel like there's other reality shows. There's Wags now, too.
Yeah, that focuses Miami, on all different types
on the lifestyle. How is Wags? I mean, how would you say it's different? Is it more, because it's wives and girlfriends of athletes, and then there's basketball wives, but I don't know how it's the same. Have you watched a Wags, or have you guys any?
Yeah, I love Wags.
You do?
What's the difference between the two?
I haven't really watched it.
I feel like the storylines are it's a little bit more, I don't know, focused more on the relationships. A lot of times I feel like when we watch Basketball Wives, we don't really see the relationship, because most of them are not in relationships anymore with the athletes, and they're single, so it's different. Like, on Wags, most of them are in relationships, so we see, you know, what they're doing.
Yeah, it is more of a couple's thing.
Yeah, it is.
You see the man and the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever be on a reality show where it is just focused on your relationship? Or would you keep that separate from the public?
You know, I would probably keep it separate just because I didn't bring my man on this season, and it was still a freaking nightmare keeping it just, like, very separate and babying it. So I think a show focusing on your ups and downs would be a nightmare.
Yeah, when I heard that, I could be wrong, Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey, I think, said that was what hurt their relationship, was having
their reality show
just open. Because I think they were, like, kind of the first couples to have their relationship open to the public like that. And they didn't really like how it interfered with their relationship. So, I don't know. I heard that. I was like, I liked y'all together, too. So, maybe it's not for me.
Yeah. It's weird because I'm on a reality TV show, but I'm a very private person.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't really... Depending on if I have a hand in producing the show.
Okay.
Because then it's like you get to pick and choose what people are going to see, which I would pick all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Right. People would be like, she's perfect. So is her relationship.
Exactly.
You know, I'd only show the good.
Yeah.
So, question. Before you started Vanderpump Rules, did they say, like, oh, you are going to get picked on? Or is that just what happened?
That's just what happened.
Because I heard sometimes some reality shows are just going to say, okay, yeah, I feel like you should be the bitch. I want you to be really bitchy, and I think I want you to be more submissive, and then I want you to be the, I don't know, the hoe.
No, there's no guidelines. There's no script. There's nothing.
Damn.
They just throw you into it. Wow. And a lot of times we'd be filming and... I would look at producers like, did you really just put me in this situation? Like, did you really just put me with this bitch and let her treat me this way?
Mm.
It's crazy.
And you just gotta sit there and just be like, I can't fight you because then I'm out of a job.
I know, that's why I'm like, I belong on VH1 because I'd hit your ass right now.
I could see you on Love and Hip Hop, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What reality show would you say you could be part of? And... It could be one of those, like, competitive shows, too. I think, like, I don't know what
Which
it was.
One?
Road Rules Challenge and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly the most athletic one in the group. I would say the original Wags, not Wags Miami. I think I could be a part of that I don't see it as much of, like, I see them having conversations rather than... bullying each other.
Oh, yes. It's, very more grown-up approach to having confrontation.
I think people listen to one another, and when people apologize, there's forgiveness. It's just more real.
Yeah.
That's true. Not a lot of, like, drinks thrown and just
over emotional women in just one setting.
Well, because if you think about it, all of these women are on the same level.
It's true.
These bitches ain't on my level. Come on. I'd hate me too.
Where's the yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. She in her own lane, lane of her own.
La La Land. And that's where I stay.
Okay. Welcome to La La Land, bitches. I'm here.
Right? I should have my own damn show.
You should.
I think so, too.
I would tune in. We get to see you in your bathrobes on TV.
Right? Just living the dream.
What castmate would you take from Vanderpump Rules to be on your show?
Oh.
James Kennedy. Because nobody gets to see James the way he really is. Ever. And it drives me crazy because I watch the show and I'm like, he has so many amazing moments. Mm-hmm. And like, he's just shown as this like kid that messes up a lot. And that's not James.
And that like the alcohol was his issue. Like the show, I mean, majority is just like showing him like just talking shit to people and just like drinking so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, he
and I feel bad for him too because I feel like they poke at him and he comes out and he starts looking crazy and it's like, it's your fault. You did that to him. Like, there are just certain people that you can't do that to.
Yeah.
You know, I know that we're all in charge of our own emotions and whatnot, but, like, we're the youngest people on the in the group, you know?
Picking on the babies.
You're picking on the babies, and then when we act like children, you're, like, shocked by it. It's like, well, because we are the children. We're allowed to act this way.
You get a pass.
We get a pass.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Khalil has a Fresh Beats section.
We got some more music for you, Lala.
We got some new music
for
you. Yes, let's talk it up about music.
Black Beatles has been out for like
a long time,
maybe a couple weeks now.
Yeah,
coming around to something new.
Yeah. So, like every Black Beatles, Weeknd just had something come out. Bruno Mars just had something come out
Bruno Mars,
everybody has been like going crazy over. But just yesterday, Run the Jewels just dropped a new single, so if you're looking for like some straight like hardcore hip hop,
that's what I'm looking for.
Run the Jewels. Let's play a clip of it.
What? Hear what I say. We are the business today. Fuck shit is finished today. RT and J. We the new PB&J. We dropped the classic today. We did a tablet of asses today. Lit joints with the matches and asses
away.
Dollar addition, the pistol is driving away.
Doctors
of death.
I love it.
Yeah. And like, I don't know if you guys ever given Run the Jewels a chance, but like lyrically they deliver. Like my man from Compton said, if critics gave an F about rapping, Killer Mike would have been went platinum. So Killer Mike is one of the members in the group, if you guys didn't know that. But yeah, so this is their new song. Legend has it, it's gonna be on their next project, which I have the title escapes me right now, but it's supposed to be coming out soon, so keep an eye out for that.
Okay. This is different than like what you're used to, like the ratchet type.
Oh, what, the little Uzi and the little Yachty.
I am so glad that you brought that up, since that brings us to our next song.
Please.
I have four words. The Real is back.
Thank you.
My man J. Cole dropped some...
He used to be my man. Girl, he with somebody. He like engaged and everything.
I think he's like legit married. So.
No, I'm going to just say engaged because he hasn't said it yet. Until I hear him say he's married, then I'm going to just let my mind accept it.
I think he totally addressed it. He was seeing somebody. Anyway, as far as the music, we are finally back.
Hey.
Finally.
Good.
I was legit, like, I still listen. It is about to be 2017. I still listen to 2014 Forest Hills Drive.
I'm still listening to Sideline Story.
Friday Night Lights.
I'm still, and you know, I was scared because he was trying to say that he about to retire, and I'm like, wait, no.
Oh, no, DJ Khaled
album.
Yeah.
I was like,
which
wait.
Was the best verse on the album? Let's go to the song.
Let's play the song.
Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Yeah, life is a balance.
You lose your grip, you could slip into an abyss. No doubt, you see these niggas tripping. Ego in charge of every move, he's a star. And we can't look away due to the days that he caught our hearts. He's falling apart, but we deny it. Justifying a half-assed shit he dropped, we always buy it. When he tell us he a genius, but it's clearer lately. It's been hard for him to look into the mirror lately. There was a time when this nigga was my hero, maybe. That's the reason why his fall from grace is hard to take. Cause I believed him when he said his shit was pure, ain't he? The type of nigga swear he real, but all around us fake. The women, the dick riders, you know the yes men. Nobody with the balls to say something to contest them. So he grows out of control until the person that he truly was all along is starting to show. Damn, wonder what happened. Maybe it's my fault for idolizing niggas based off the words they be rapping. When come to find out, these niggas don't even write they shit. Hear some new style bubbling up, then they bite this shit. Damn, that's what I get for lying to myself. Well, fuck it. What's more important is he's crying out for help. While the world's egging him on, I'm begging him to stop it. Playing his old shit, knowing he won't top it. False prophets.
According to the internet. That verse is about Kanye.
Kanye. Yeah. That's what I thought.
I just want to, like...
It's so good.
You know, like, you want to stand up like, and, like, give a round of applause.
Because it's
like,
so rare to hear lyrics come like on, that now. Come you know, it's all about...
Come on.
I miss the rap where it's about, like...
A story.
Throwing dice outside a liquor store, drinking out of a paper bag. I miss that. Like, you ride on your bike. You know, I'm sick of this, like, I'm in a Lamborghini, you can't keep up with me. I'm like, that's not what rap's about.
And
maybe
I'm like,
think about my life.
Like, the money you get, you should be riding around. In it, like, surprising, like, okay,
yeah, that was it.
So, this is a 10 track album, supposed to come out next week. What is it? For the Love of, I forget the name of it, but if you have internet, you'll find it.
And
no
if you have Tidal, he's streaming the documentary too. Yeah,
come on, she on it, she know. Fellow Carolina boy, so I'm always always supporting my man.
I'm like, can he just walk like this through my neighborhood or something? Like, on legit, my bus? Like, can I just get on the bus? Right? I would have just loved that.
Legit, when this song came out, I was like, stop lying. He ain't got nothing new out.
Yeah,
for
right?
He got something new out. You know what? I don't even like this Young Thug guy. Like, I was just listening to it because it was kind of catchy. I don't even, it's not even me. Let me play it. Let me hear. That was, man.
Now that he got
so I'm excited.
It's so funny to see people like that who I've known been, like, playing nothing but trap. And then this drop, like, y'all, Jake, I'm like... listening to nothing but little Yachty every day. Right. And now you talking about this is the GOAT. Like,
I'm not, yo, like? It's just you need something to pass the time. Like,
I do like J. Cole. He's just like, he's just so real. And it's just, even in his music videos, you just see him just in the neighborhood on the bus, not with like women twerking in the background on the cars.
I mean, he has done that video, but
this one,
I think he's growing.
But I feel like he's more of a—he's a storyteller. He's just like, okay, this is where I came from. This is who I am, and then you know, I'm killing it right now.
He ain't no chocolate drop.
I'm sorry.
Huh? He ain't no chocolate drop.
I mean, he ain't no chocolate dropper. But
okay,
it's all good.
Kevin Hart, aka Chocolate Drop. I don't know if you know if he has a song coming out. It came out already.
With Trey Songz.
Wait,
it's actually pretty hot though. Like,
it's actually really good. We played it last week. I mean, 2 weeks ago. It was
It's legit.
I have to get on that. Yeah. I had no
idea. You're gonna die. Like, the video is hilarious.
Wait, Kevin Hart raps on it?
Yes.
He's a rapper.
He's a rapper now.
Yeah.
His name is Chocolate Joppa.
Dude.
Signed to Capitol.
You're lying.
I swear.
Dude, I saw this Little Pony Boy when he was in Salt Lake City, Utah, Wise Guys. Front row, there were only 4 rows, okay? Watching him live. And now he's like,
big
signed the Capitol Records.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, good for you, Kev.
Dang.
That was such a good video.
No, it was. That was some good music.
I gotta look it up.
The first one, I'm gonna, like, get, like, you know, ready and stuff. I'm gonna play it when I get ready. And then the second one is like, I'm just having a quiet.
You talking about J. Cole?
Yeah. Okay. First, no, Run the Jewels, I'm gonna play when I'm getting ready.
I feel
And then J. Cole when I'm just trying to get
it's
my
It's actually
mind
two
right.
songs that came out today.
Really?
So it was that one, and another one was Everybody Gotta Die.
Yeah.
Which was apparently, according to the internet, towards that Lil Yachty. Well, it really fit a whole lot of these rappers that's out right now, but.
Right.
You know what?
Was this song,
do you think, like, a shot
it
to
just,
Kanye?
Here's the thing. Like, when it comes to rap, I feel like if you didn't say their name, you're not talking to them. Like, I'm not a big fan of subliminal disses. Mm.
That's what a lot of people were saying, too. They're like, why can't he just make a song just to make a song?
Exactly.
Why does it have to be specific? Right.
But it does if the shoe fits. Like, it fits perfectly.
Or if you feel guilty, like, he was talking about you. Like,
exactly.
If you Kanye and you like, kind of sound like
and
me.
And I
then.
Love Kanye. Like, I love Kanye, but
I don't know,
it does fit. He's not wrong.
I don't know.
He's not.
What rapper would you not start beef with?
J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, they would eat me up.
Mine is Drake.
Oh, Drake too.
Only because like, he would make something really catchy.
Yeah. No, he killed Meek. He killed Meek.
Drake
I'm sorry.
Would do that.
Drake.
And people would always be singing it. In the
exactly.
I'm like,
songs
about me.
What's your
world
favorite
tour,
rapper?
Your girl's
my
tour.
Favorite rapper? That's real. I love Drake a lot. I would have to say Drake and Kanye, but I listen to more like Ghetto Boys and
okay,
like
Lala.
And right. Like, you know,
you
I have, love the Ghetto
you
Boys.
Keep
that's
surprising.
I know. I'm like, okay.
Really?
Who is she? She a girl with many
so,
different
I listen
sides.
To. Yeah, I would say I like the same artists you guys like, but I like my throwbacks.
You like your throwbacks
yeah.
better than now. Okay. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of like the new Young Thug and Lil Yachty. I do, but I am one of those.
Because it's catchy. Like, it's catchy. Like, okay.
It's catchy. I'm mad at myself when I like it. Like,
it's not.
Pick Up the Phone
yeah.
song? I like that.
No, I love Pick Up the Phone.
Travis Scott?
Ooh, yeah.
Goosebumps? Goosebumps is my song.
Oh, yeah. I get them goosebumps every time. Yeah. Like, okay, catchy. I like the music. I just wouldn't go as far to be like, they are lyricists. We need to put
no.
Them. It's like, wait.
Exactly.
It's like when you listen to certain people's music, it's like you can like I feel like J. Cole would know every instrument that's playing in his song.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
right.
Like if I went to Young Thug, it's like, I don't know, it just sounded cool.
Right. Like, yeah. like we pushed a button and it
exactly.
sounded cool, so we threw it on the song.
Exactly. Yeah. But like J. Cole, like I want this instrument to come in at 3.978 mm-hmm. seconds.
Well, he
yeah,
produces it himself now too.
Those are real song. Artists.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, there's a difference between rappers and rap artists.
Mm-hmm.
Because like
yeah.
Kanye, dude. There will never be another Kanye West because every single thing that he spits, it's like he's painting some freaking mural,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
I think maybe rappers who are like real artists, maybe they get a little like, look at him getting our coins and he's not even a real rapper.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Those are the ones that are going to blow
yeah.
through real quick though.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
the
true.
Other
true.
Ones that are
he
artists
said those 8 week rappers.
For a long time.
They're going to be on that VH1 2016. Oh, when this song dropped in 2016.
Loving Hip Hop.
It was so great. Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's
the. Lil Wayne says, and I'll be on VH1 when I'm done being famous. So it's like, everybody got to trickle down to Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
It's like, what's that guy's name? It's like Carly Red and all those bitches that are dating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Young Jock.
Oh,
like,
young
I was listening.
Jock.
I thought he was
Jock
such a banger when I was in elementary school.
Yeah. I Man. Love Young Jock.
And then
you wasn't in elementary school when he came out.
Seventh grade.
No,
seventh grade.
We're the same age. So like,
how
young
old
Jock
are you?
Was, I'm 27.
I was in elementary school when it came
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
So,
no,
Young
yeah,
Jock?
Totally.
No, that
Patron?
Was high school.
No, bro.
Because
no,
I was driving. Young Jock.
I was literally sitting in the cafeteria listening
yeah.
to Patron by Young Jock in the seventh grade.
Yeah.
Because, I promise you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think okay. so, too, because I remember I couldn't listen to rap songs when I was in school.
I can see that.
So I was in the back of the car. I was like.
Ah, I know, I love it.
Sorry, Dad. Well, we can turn. I liked it.
That is funny.
I can
Young
see
Jack.
That.
Like, what does that mean?
Nothing.
Okay.
Shady.
There was also reports that J. Cole took shots at Wale. Did you
and
hear that?
Drake too, but Drake. I didn't hear it in the song, so I didn't.
I heard Kanye. I didn't
no,
hear.
No, exactly. When I'm saying when I listen to like the whole song, and
right.
I've been listening to it nonstop all day, and like I don't see anybody
yeah,
else
I feel
except
like just
for
some
Kanye.
People have lost their way. Some people have gotten out of control, and
mm-hmm.
it's like this is not for me personally. My musicians, I don't like to know too much. I'm like. I don't care about what you're thinking about like that. I just want to hear the music. I don't care about anything else, about your personal life, about you kicking somebody, you know, ripping their purse off. Like Wale. Didn't he, like, take some girl's purse?
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
He snatched
he
it.
Did?
Yes.
I didn't know about that.
Snatched he, like, girl. Snatched her purse. I think did he kick her?
He said something to her. She said something to him.
He just,
and he
like, bam, and smacked
bleep.
The purse down. I said, oh.
Because she must have said
Patty.
Something crazy.
You know
to...
what's so crazy, though? There was another story. Who was it? Kevin Gates. He was trying
oh,
to shake
yeah.
this girl
he
out of his
kicked,
leg.
Yeah, he kicked her.
I'm telling you right now, this infuriates me. Because if it was a Ryan Seacrest looking boy mm-hmm. and someone was yanking on his leg and then kicked her off, that bitch would be in jail, not Ryan Seacrest.
That's
like,
true.
Stop hanging on the man's leg or you're going to get kicked in the face.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And now he has, like, what, 180 days in jail?
Yeah.
Right? I don't like that.
And his wife was
like, and she stayed. I'm like, she got kicked.
And yeah, so exactly. Hard.
She stayed for the she whole stayed. Show. She didn't
a
leave.
Dedicated fan.
And y'all stayed to her by and then after the show's over, best believe, I'm a sue. I'm like, wait, what?
That's okay. Why, yeah, and that's what, I think Drika, his wife,
yeah,
like, posted that video on Instagram, like, look, you see her? Well, she's still here. She's still at the show, like, right? Chilling.
The thirst is real.
Do you get, like, kind of weirdos, like, stalking you or, like, following you on the street?
I'm sure.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I'm sure. Really?
Yes. Like, a lot of people have tried to get in through my security thing, and security has come to my door. I've only lived there for 6 months. Security has come to my door 4 times saying, there has been someone asking for you, and we just watched them sneak in.
How do they find this out?
Oh, funny, because Stassi had a podcast, and one of the girls that she had on lives in my building and gave out all my information.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, my
What time
God.
I walk my dogs, what kind of dogs I have, what building I live in.
Girl, I'm that like, is just invasion of privacy.
No, they didn't.
They just have
me
just...
they drag me through the dirt. I'm like, can we just, like, keep it on the that show? Like, so I'm not safe. Fucking with you guys on outside of the show. Like,
right.
Mess with me on the show, but leave me alone off of it.
Do you guys ever, like, cross paths, like, recently? Like, when you're out, randomly?
Oh, God, no. We don't run in the same circle. No. Where I go, they can't go.
They can't go.
They ain't getting in. I know this because they've hit my friends up trying to get into those places. Ooh. Like, can you help us get in?
Oh, my goodness.
No. I know. It's really sad. I feel bad.
What? Well, you do what you want when you pop in.
Okay.
Wait, no. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. That's what I meant.
Yes. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Is that your, like...
Lala got all the haters.
Yeah. It's La La Land.
Well.
It is. That's how I feel. They're in my world.
Do you have people, like, on your Instagram, though, who are, like, Team Stassi or whatever, like, commenting, like, crazy stuff to you all the time?
I don't read my comments. That's good.
Smart.
Do you, like, clap back? See, that's how I feel. I don't like, you know, when my celebrities be clapping back too much. I'm like, shh.
Yeah.
Don't say too much.
No.
You know?
There are times on Twitter that I'll say things just because I don't like what they're attacking.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm like, dude, you're, like, eating cheese in Wisconsin. And I'm, like, people... living the dream.
Yeah.
Like, and I haven't even hit the real dream yet. Like, I just let them kind of do their thing.
Yeah.
But I stopped reading comments when someone said that my mom should have had an abortion.
Oh, no. I was they like, said that to you?
Oh, girl. And I know all of us get crazy things that are being said to us, but... Yeah, I tried not to read it because it affects my day.
And most of the time, the people have zero followers, no profile picture.
Right.
Yeah.
They're little trolls.
Wait, you have no followers?
Twitter trolls.
You have no picture? Who are you?
Twitter trolls. That's exactly what they are.
How are you private with no pictures, no posts, zero posts, and zero followers? And you private.
How is that, though? Like, did you, when you were, like, in the spotlight, did you just... automatically gain so many like followers and fans, and like how was that transition, or were you always having...
No, this was like really life-changing for me.
Okay.
Because I've been an actress and a singer and modeled for a long time, but like nothing that anybody would be like, oh my gosh, I know you.
Yeah.
So when I came out here, because I was kind of like a little local celebrity back in Salt Lake because I had been working there for so long. But then when I moved here and did all of this stuff, it was like, this is crazy. Like, when we land to do certain appearances and people are like, can I take a picture with you? Can I have you sign this? I'm like, why?
Why?
why? Because I'm not used to it quite yet, but it's pretty cool.
I bet.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thanks.
Aww. Okay. Well, I mean, damn, our show just, like, flew by.
Dang.
But...
Oh my gosh, it's already been an hour.
It's already
crazy.
Been an hour. That's because we're fun, this is a fun
interview.
This is a
fun environment. Y'all are good people.
No, you're good
it.
People.
This is my folk right here. Yeah. I like it right here.
We will continue to support you for the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
Monday nights, right?
Monday nights on Bravo. At 9, 8 Central.
At 9, 8 Central. Well, guys, that's our show today. We have Lala, but remember to follow her on Instagram and Twitter. I'll let her shout her personal business out. But thank you guys for tuning in. I am your host, Raina Ale. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale.
Sorry. And I'm Raylan T, and you can find me on Instagram at Raylan Taren and on Twitter at Raylan Taren as well.
Khalil Abubu, Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Abubu.
Mm.
And and our beautiful guests today, which was really fun, by the way.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Lala Kent and Twitter Lala underscore Kent.
And look out for them chokers.
Yeah,
look out for them chokers. We're going to have you on the choker next.
Look out for chokers. Look out for movies. Look out for music. We're coming full force. Give them Lala.
Exactly.
Lala Land.
Full of yes.
And remember to follow All Things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online on Instagram and Twitter. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. Comment, you know, say what's up to us. We love people. We're a fun group. And share a show because we have Lala here, duh. Yeah. Thanks, guys. See you next
Bye.
Week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hopp, the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.